The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, and Jackie Graziano. Episode 10.
When we last left our heroes, Captain Strong and his cabin boy Randy had just discovered that their crewmate, Mr. Schmedley, was, in reality, a woman in disguise.
So, Schmedley, care to tell me why you, a woman, have been masquerading as a man on my ship?
You're right, sir. I'm not a gruff old sailor at all. I'm not even English, actually. I guess I may as well tell you the whole tale. Remember how you were worried that King Goober had a spy planted in your crew? Well, you were right, and I'm your man. Or woman, as the case may be.
I just can't believe it! You're a woman! What's your real name?
I told you. That's Veronica Schmedley, my prized lighthouse-keeping student.
Actually, my real name is Veronica Rhubarb, Jathriel Intelligence Division. Schmedley's just a code name I use when I go undercover, as I did several years ago, when my mission was to determine the number of Flirtlandian military vessels sailing through this bay.
I see. King Gyuba certainly has taken a strong interest in the affairs of Flirtland.
As he has with Princess Amanda. My job was to make sure you brought her back to Castle Jathriel should you ever find her. And from what I've seen, I don't think he'd be too pleased with my report.
Oh, really? And I suppose you think that I should return the princess to King Gyuba's manipulative control, do you?
Actually, Captain, maybe not, now that I think about it. But that's not what's made me decide not to file my report.
Oh, really? Then what has?
Well, Captain, to be honest, I always thought my counterintelligence training had inured me to any emotional reactions to those I'm spying on. But I found my heart to be experiencing unexpected romantic yearnings ever since I came aboard the Cooked Goose.
Ah, I see. I'm afraid that happens to a lot of women I come into contact with. Well, I'm sorry, Rhubarb, but my heart belongs to Princess Amanda. But don't you worry. I'm sure that someday you'll find someone else, someone who can be that special significant other in your life. It may take several years, but
no,
eventually...
No, Captain, it's not you.
It's not?
Oh, of course not. It's your cabin boy, Randy, who's stolen my heart.
Me?
Randy?
Yes, Randy, your charm, your innocence, your sense of humor.
Your stupidity.
And I've always had a soft spot for men who can cook.
I knew those lessons would come in handy someday!
Oh, this is a dark, dark day for us all. I'll say.
I'm sorry to have deceived you, Neville. You were the best lighthouse-keeping teacher a woman could have wished for.
Oh, nothing is as it used to be. First, my best pupil turns out to be a spy. Then the royal family is assassinated. Then...
What?
Flirtland's royal family was assassinated? When? Only a few months ago. That's why everything's fallen apart, and how these dastardly pirates were able to take over the lighthouse and starting raiding all the passing ships.
But who assassinated the royal family?
Nobody knows, but ever since then, Flirtland has been in a state of anarchy. Oh, we should have seen this coming. Ever since our Princess Amanda disappeared 12 years ago, and then young Prince Geoffrey took off for parts unknown 10 years ago. Oh, it's dark, dark days for Flirtland.
Sounds more like dark, dark decades to me.
Quiet, Randy. Tell me, old man, why have Duncan and the others kept you alive?
I think that's obvious, Captain Strong. Lighthouse keeping is not as simple as is commonly thought, and I doubt those schmoes upstairs could handle it. And they need to light the lamp whenever they've finished plundering another ship in order to guide their cohorts in.
Good points, Rhubarb. But don't let the espionage training go to your head.
Captain! I can hear the pirates! They're coming down the stairs!
Sounds like they're having a bad time!
Could be a lucky break for us, though. Quickly, everyone, upstairs!
That means you too, Neville. I must say, Captain, that I don't quite understand your strategy in coming back up here.
We've got to get the lighthouse lit with our lifeboats gone. Getting the Cooked Goose in here is our only hope of getting out of here.
And
afraid that's going to be a little difficult with my sword through your neck, Captain Strong.
Duncan, and a whole lot of wild dogs.
Those dogs took out my men, Strong, and they nearly taken me out too. But if I'm going down, then I'm taking you with me.
Schmedley, Randy, take care of those dogs. Neville, get the lighthouse lit. I'll deal with Duncan. You're out of your league, Duncan. I'm the greatest swordsman on the block.
That may be true, Captain. Unfortunately for you, you don't seem to actually have a sword.
Ha! Shoot. I must have lost it in the bay.
Schmedley! Does your espionage training cover anything that would help you prepare for a herd of wild dogs?
Not specifically. I don't think seducing them is going to work.
Give it up, Captain. You haven't got a chance.
Your overconfidence will be your downfall, Duncan.
Ha! Don't think that you can defeat me by backing your way, Captain. Strong. See? You're up against that low rail fence that separates you from a 200-foot drop to the rocky cape below. Now all I have to do, I only have to charge wildly at you and your fate is sealed. Ha ha! Charge! Whoops!
I knew you were vile, Duncan, but I didn't realize you were also an idiot. Schmedley, Randy, how goes the battle?
Better than expected, Captain. I managed to whip up some dog food and have successfully tamed the animals.
Good work, Randy. I knew that portable wok would come in handy someday. What about you, Neville? Is the lighthouse functioning? See for yourself, Captain. Ah, I see that it is. Excellent. Everything's going splendidly.
Maybe. Maybe not, Captain. What if First Mate Aquavelvet and the others lost their battle with the pirates? Then those ships heading toward us could be harbingers of doom rather than beacons of safety.
It's at times like this, Miss Rhubarb, that a captain has to be able to assess his crew. Well, I've assessed mine, and I have absolute confidence in every person on my ship to do their job.
Captain, I was just wondering if I could, take back one of these wild, rabid, carnivorous wolves back to the ship and keep it as a pet.
Not a word, Rhubarb. I'm heading downstairs to see if Greta or Sticklebrain are still alive.
Is it true, Schmedley, that you love me?
Yes, Randy. It's true. Your noble heart has shown me that I can no longer continue my life of espionage and intrigue, especially for someone as obviously unscrupulous as King Gooba. So I hope you'll choose to join me in the new life I'm going to lead.
New life? What new life?
Well, if it's all right with Neville, I'd like to return to the simple but rewarding life of a lighthouse keeper. I'm out of practice, but with Neville's help, I'm sure I can be up to snuff again. And I'd like you to be a part of that life, Randy. What do you say?
Well, gee, Schmedley, I don't know. I like you and all, but, it's gonna take some time before I get used to thinking of you as a girl and not, as a pal.
Meanwhile, outside...
Yuck! What a mess. Dog and pirate carcasses everywhere. Wait, in that tree. Greta, is that you?
Captain, you're back!
Thank the seas you're alive, Greta. I don't see any sign of Sticklebrain, though. I guess he didn't make it. That's too bad, though at least he went in the line of duty. Alas, alack, poor Sticklebrain.
What are you talking about, sir? I'm right up here next to Greta.
Holy Pete, Sticklebrain, you're alive. Thank goodness!
Several minutes later, as the cooked goose pulled close to the lighthouse...
So, you've made up your mind, Rhubarb. Even if Percy and the crew were victorious, you're going to stay here in the lighthouse with Neville?
That's right, Captain. I'm putting my spying days behind me.
And you, Randy, are you certain about your choice as well?
Yes, Captain, I am. Though it means giving up a life fraught with excitement and adventure, I have chosen to... To remain on the cooked goose as your cabin boy, denying myself, at least for the time being, a life of love-filled happiness. I'm sorry, Veronica, but my duty to the ship and my captain has to come first.
I understand, Randy, and I respect you for it. Maybe someday time and fate will conspire to bring us together again in more favorable circumstances.
A nice thought.
A girl can dream.
Captain Strong, look, your ship approaches.
Can you make out who's in control?
No, there's somebody, but I can't see who.
Ahoy there!
It's Gordon Ambler!
Hooray!
Gordon Ambler, I never thought I'd be so happy to see your mysterious face.
Good to see you too, Captain. Sorry we took so long, but we ran into a bit of trouble on our end.
Anything serious?
Nah, nothing we couldn't handle under our first mate Aqua Velvet's diligent leadership. We'll send over a lifeboat and bring you aboard.
Fine. All right, crew, prepare to reboard our ship. Neville, I want to thank you for your helpful information, though I'm distressed to hear that Princess Amanda may have been sold into some sort of Flirtlandian slavery. It does give us something to go on. I wish you the best of luck in your quest, Captain. Veronica and I will do everything we can on our end.
It's been an honor serving with you, Captain.
And you, Mr. Schmedley.
Gordon's here at the lifeboat, Captain!
Grand. Everyone aboard.
Good to see you again, Captain Strong.
And you, Mr. Ambler.
To the cooked goose, men. And when we get there, what does the wise and mighty Captain Strong have in store for his diligent crew next?
A horrible chaos has overtaken Princess Amanda's homeland. Ambler, she may be facing terrible dangers there, even as we speak.
So?
So the second we get back to the cooked goose, we make for Flirtland. Best speed! Minding the rocks, of course.
Yes, sir!
Join the crew of the cooked goose as they make their way to find the elusive Princess Amanda and unravel the mystery of Flirtland's political troubles on The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
I'll be there to give you all the love you need, and I'll